The second story is about the Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear children, this is the story of the Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam. A very long time ago, there lived a young man whose name was Suleiman. He was the son of the Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. When Prophet Dawood died, his son Suleiman inherited his knowledge and his kingdom. But most importantly, he inherited the prophecy and became a prophet like his father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such wealth, sovereignty and power that if which had never been given to anyone before him, nor will it be given to anyone after him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Suleiman the power to control the wind and the ability to control the jinns and satans. He could order them to do many different types of work, including building, pottery, sculpture, and deep sea diving for precious pearls and coral. Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam also had a great army consisting of men, jinns and birds. They were very powerful, organized and obedient. Allah gave Suleiman alayhi salam the ability to understand the language of the birds, and he could communicate with all animals. He was very organized, especially with his army. One day when Prophet Suleiman alayhi salam was inspecting the army of birds, he found that one was missing. This bird was the hudhud, the hoopoe bird. Suleiman said, "Why is it that I see not the hoopoe? Or is he among the absentees? I will certainly punish him with a severe penalty or slaughter him, unless he brings me a clear reason for absence." In a short time, the hoopoe returned, came up and said, "I have discovered a territory which you have not seen before, and I have come to you from Saba with truthful news. I found there a woman ruling over them and provided with every request, and she has a magnificent throne. I found her and her people worshipping the sun instead of Allah." Suleiman protested and said, "Soon shall we see whether you have told the truth or lied. Go with this letter of mine and deliver it to them. Then draw back from them and see what answer they return." The hoopoe bird did just that. The queen read the message and was very frightened. She called her courtiers and told them that she had received a noble message from a king named Suleiman, which read, "A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innahu min Suleiman wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alla ta'lu alayya wa'tuni muslimin." It is from Suleiman, and it is, "In the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful. Be not arrogant against me, but come to me in submission to the true religion." She took advice from her courtiers and they proclaimed, "We are strong and powerful, but the decision is yours to command." The queen accepted this remark and chose the peaceful approach, where she decided to send Suleiman a gift so that he would be happy and leave her kingdom alone. When her man took the gift to Suleiman alayhi salam, he would not accept it and said, Are you offering me wealth? That which Allah has given me is better than that which He has given you. No, it is you who rejoice in your gift. Go back to them and be sure we shall come to them with such host as they will never be able to meet. We shall expel them from their kingdom in disgrace, and they will be belittled indeed. He said to his own men, Which of you can bring me her throne before they come to me in submission? Said an Ifrit, a powerful jinn, I will bring it to you before you rise from your seat. A righteous man who had knowledge of the book said, I will bring it to you within the twinkling of an eye. The kingdom of Sulaiman was in the land of Ash-Sham, and the kingdom of the queen was in the land of Yemen, a distance of 4 months there and back. The throne was brought. Then when Sulaiman saw it placed firmly before him, he said, This is by the grace of my Lord, to test me whether I am grateful or ungrateful. Of course, Sulaiman alayhi salam was ever grateful to Allah. He thanked and praised Allah the Almighty. When the Queen of Sheba, Bilqis, arrived, she saw her throne, which was an amazing sight indeed. Prophet Sulaiman also prepared for her another surprise. It was a palace. Its floor was made of slabs of smooth, polished glass that glistened. Streams of water were made to run under it for a special effect. She was asked to enter the great palace. But when she entered and saw its floor, she thought it was a lake. So she took up her garments as if ready to wade through the water. Sulaiman said, This is but a palace paved smooth with slabs of glass. The Queen Bilqis recognized the truth and the prophecy of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and then said, O my Lord, I have indeed wronged my soul. I do now submit in Islam with Sulaiman to Allah, Lord of the worlds. So the Queen of Sheba and her people stopped worshipping the sun, and they followed the religion of Sulaiman, worshipping the one and only true God, Allah. Dear children, we learn from this story that even though Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam had been given such power and might from Allah, which could never be matched, he used it to propagate truthfulness. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed grace upon Sulaiman, he was truly grateful and humble. I hope you have enjoyed this story. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.